One More Turn. Episode 1104. Multiplied Together.
You're right, Hudson. Jake deserves better.
Just not how you're envisioning it, Dom. May I call you Dom?
No.
I was being rhetorical.
How about I rhetorically kick your ass?
Dom it is.
That's short for Dominator to you.
Boys.
You couldn't dominate a...
Boys! Clearly you didn't learn your lessons in manners. You especially, Hudson. Maybe you should have been put up for adoption.
Nora?
Max is being kind. Too kind.
Many claim it is our true national pastime.
Don't you dare take that tone you take with Max with me, Max.
What he really meant to say is twofold. There are some lines you do not cross. So what the fuck is wrong with you?
No, here's a question. Are you having trouble hearing, or are you just damned ignorant? Our host called for civility. Ugh, now you've got me defending Hudson for the love of...
Hudson reminded us not to yell, which you've done already. Nothing about profanity, though.
Continue to do us a favor you've been doing all along, Reese. Don't procreate.
Just where did your mother take your children and Jake, Nora?
That's not what we were talking about, bae. Go on, yell. Embrace the hypocrisy.
It's what we're talking about now. This is my gathering, my home, my prerogative.
My mother-in-law is at a banquet thanking the volunteers who helped her choir.
Tired of Nora answering for you, so you've decided to answer for her?
I never even thought of you as having a mother-in-law.
You already said that. You barely knew any of us, so why would you?
Everyone has a mother-in-law. Most just haven't met them yet.
Avery just reminded us that you can be quite the... what was the expression again? Laser nitwit? Can you be less nitwitty, more lasery?
I can, but may I? Okay, I get it. If looks could kill...
Why did your mother-in-law take the kids there?
They helped set up the space at her choir's spring concern, so why wouldn't they be?
So Jake is just tagging along.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
While I am the outlier here, I'll ask anyway. Who pissed in your cornflakes this morning?
If you only had cornflakes this morning, no wonder your blood sugar is so low.
As asinine as your question is, Dominic, it's nice to be asked what's bothering me.
There's always something bothering you, Reese. The rest of us have just gotten used to it.
Here's what's bothering me right now.
That's the look Nora gives me when I start talking about my latest live stream.
Dominic, why would you joke about Hudson being adopted when he was adopted?
Well, I don't need you defending me, Reese. It is appreciated. Adoption is no joke.
Ugh. Hudson had better have thick skin the way he chose to hold a court of his own here.
Difficult to do so if no one you summoned showed up. But here we all are.
You partnering with Bella may have been an unholy alliance, Avery, but you and Nora working together is just... unnatural.
Listen here, you bee with an itch. I'll do what I have to protect Jake from the likes of you, Hudson, and anyone else who tries to stop us from adopting him.
Does that include me, dear? There can't be an us if only one is saying yes.
Pains me to think, let alone say this, Nora, but you're the best of us to look after Jake.
Thank you, Hudson.
The issue is that you're the best of the worst.
No thank you, Bay.
Neither you or Nora are one of those people I let call me that.
It's not up to you what other people do or do not call you, Hudson. That's their choice. Just like it is mine who I want looking after Jake, and those people are Nora and Max.
Sorry, but truly not sorry, Avery. Anytime I even think of Jake, I think of you. That's not fair to him, so I shouldn't be around him.
Max.
How easily you forget what she did to you, me, our children, by not doing something.
Oh, this again about my not stopping Bella from foreclosing on the building that housed your laser hair removal business? You could have just opened it up somewhere else.
Just? Get another lease with what you did to my credit score? What you still have done to it? It took me a long time to forgive you for this. But I did, because holding on to that anger was only hurting me. But I can't forget.
Are you implying that I have?
I'm speaking for myself. Can you honestly say the same?
All right. You've made your point. In the house of the man who claims to always have one, Max is right. Need weights heavier than want, so we can't adopt Jake.
Can't or won't?
You now have 1 foot out the door, Avery. Care to take the second and step out?
Reese, the look on your face tells me that I'm the only one left here opposed to this plan.
Other than raising the child yourself, Avery, what plan do you even have left to offer?
Whether we state it aloud or not, we all know that it is not, nor was it ever, an option.
Your parents...
are deceased. Make no mistake, my biological mother and father are not my parents.
Fine. Caden's parents want to keep Jake in your family's life. And as their niece, you want to stay in theirs. Why would you support a plan that stops just that? All of that?
As I'm coming to accept Hudson was right about one other thing, my family was tiring of me even before we met. They're choosing to discard me by choice as much as he's choosing to keep me around. He now sees Jake better off with people who can love him without all this baggage. He needs us to act like the adults like we are and put his needs first.
My biological mother and father also had to contend with not just a lack of support to raise me, but active opposition and interference from them. They loved me enough to put me up for adoption to find similarly positioned people. I'm paying that forward.
Would this mean an end to these family summits? What's with the looks?
You called us family. All of us.
Families come in all shapes and sizes and have for some time. Including dysfunctional.
Especially dysfunctional.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Dominic, voiced by Jason Mega Bears Fan Grade. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Nora, voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes. Max, voiced by Dark Cloud. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Radies. Avery, voiced by Jennifer Lund. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Potato, potato.
Right. Wrong.
That brings me to my next point.
Lord, now you are sounding like Bay. Are you becoming the sister he always wanted?
Hudson has Riley for his sister.
Exactly.